Good day to all of you. Once again, Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We are now going to talk application of technology in relationship marketing. Basically, what we are talking is the IT in the information technology in relationship market. What are the objectives? What are we going to talk in the flow of this conversation is database marketing and advantage of database marketing. So what is database marketing and what are the objectives of that? We are also going to data marts and data mining. What is data mart? We'll understand, and we will also understand what is data mining. Importance of customer database in relationship marketing. What is the importance given to that? Information technology, instrumental, how it is instrumental in marketing and customer relationship marketing effective. What is customer relationship marketing initiative and Web 2 and its feature. Let's look into objectives mentioned here step by step. So all set, ready, we go. Let's see what we talk now. Let me give you an introduction to all this. In the recent past, the major technology enablers have been the internet and enterprise-wise management system. For analytical purposes, data mining, data warehousing, data mart support the move to futuristic activities. So for analytical purpose, for analyzing it, all this, data mining, data warehousing, data marts who stock the data, support the move to futuristic activities, allowing the enterprise to use the huge repository of past and present data in order to have a clear future. So that is the introduction of what are we going to see. Consideration of for technology development. Let's see what should be considered and what we take care of for technology to be deployed, to be used, to be implemented. What technology is used is meet customers' needs better. What customer needs is understood better, but also reduce costs of other means of communication. Harmonizing traditional approach towards advertising and communication through technology. So bringing them, harmonizing them, the typical traditional old school, old style approach towards advertising and communication, and what has now taken shape, the new approach in the technology development and its deployment. Use the internet to make knowledgeable and update customer on a regular basis. When somebody uses internet, that make knowledgeable and update customer on a regular basis. Anticipate users to constrain and perform proactively. So these are the some of the consideration for technology deployment. Consideration for technology deployment we use, keep offering up to date, relevant, should maintain the interest. If you don't offer up to date and relevant, then there is not going to be of the interest, and that should be the focus of offering. Ensure special attention to the loyal customer. In a technology development, attention to the loyal customer should be to the utmost, to the ultimate. Resource and maintain internet sites adequately. So when technology is used, the resourcing and maintaining the internet sites adequately, regularly and properly. Develop a system to measure and monitor the traffic volume. Develop a system where you understand, you monitor, you gauge the traffic volume, the flow of requirement and pattern of buying and creating and maintaining profile and satisfaction, ideally through independent auditing. So we understand the pattern of buying, what is the customer buying pattern, creating and maintaining profile, approaching and understanding the profile, and ideally satisfaction through independent auditing. Auditing for what you are doing, what you are deploying, and that is audited. How nicely, how properly, how professionally you are reaching to the users. Controlling the activities in the sales and customer service. Use appropriate security method and safeguard your customers' privacy. So when you are controlling it, it should be the method to safeguard the customer's privacy. Your data which you provide and the activities in sales and customer service you provide is protected. There should be appropriate security method and safeguard your customer's privacy. Use the technology to educate customers in terms of desired quality. Technology to be used to educate the customer, not to bombard with a lot of information, but the understanding, the knowledge that you pass on to the customer is a quality. And then its application, advantages with you and disadvantages of the counter product. So that technology is used and quality is maintained. Develop efficient and speedy information. So you should develop efficient and speedy information delivery, right timing, right delivery, and speedy. Customer like fast and accurate response. We have said this. All customers don't hang on and wait for a long time. They want right type of a correct, accurate response on fast and quick mode. So use of technology in sales and customer service. Many technological processes are created to control and support sales and customer service as follows. What is that? Look at this one by one. Facility for displaying sales contracts and status of the deliveries updated on a daily basis. So technology is used in sales and customer, some display of sales contact. You cannot provide display on a long, but status of deliveries updated. So whatever is happened, whatever has been delivered, that facility of displaying timely basis. I would mention here a very important thing, what many courier companies do. The moment they deliver it to you, they don't go to the office to update when it was delivered. There is always something with them, an electronic gadget, where they collect from you, they take your signature. It is immediately loaded. So anybody working on it, trying to find out if a particular courier company has delivered it or not, the moment it delivered, with this signature being obtained, it is linked with their database. It gets updated and the delivery information is made available. Ongoing and available promotion can be shared with sales personnel. And so technology is used in providing ongoing and available promotions that can be shared with sales personnel and customer. It must ongo. Technology can help to create direct selling and cross-selling platform for the companies. For example, technology can help to create a direct selling and cross-selling. You know what is cross-selling? Direct means selling your product directly. The same product and cross-selling when you sell. Giving example here is when in a travel agency, a tour operator books a flight ticket. Immediately they come up with another cross-selling of hotel, car rental, tour package. That's a cross-selling. Going to a mall, they have something on an offer. So you buy this, we can offer you at a reduced price. That's a cross-selling, and in the technology, this cross-selling. And then it helps to define KYC for customer. It stores and retrieves required data as and when needed. So what is this now? Let's move further. Application for relationship marketing in technology. There are diverse areas in relationship marketing where the technology deployment is considered vital. Where are they? They are call centers, KPOs and BPOs, which could be KPOs or a BPO. Data warehousing, where data is retained, data mart, where data is being sold, provided, data marketing, data mart, data mining. Who digs that data up? What is the source of data collected? Knowledge management. Knowledge management, sharing the knowledge, how to manage that. All is going into technology. Customer relationship management, the topic which we have been talking at length. Self-service portal, where you find frequently asked questions. That's a self-service portal where answers are given on your set. Those type of portals which provide instant answer immediately. So a technology must be in place for supporting customer to address the needs of one-to-one basis. So that should be the approach, that it must be in place for supporting customer immediately to address the needs from one on. Everybody, every single individual has his own needs, own requirement. So one-on-one basis. Technology embodying business intelligent turns information into intelligence, such as data warehousing, data mining, and decision support. So where you keep the data stored, mining of the data, collecting the data, where at different supermarkets, at different mall, at railway station, at a place where more people are gathered. Likewise, this is for a consumer-based product. Data warehousing, data mining for a business related inquiry should be obtained from those end users. So all that. Technology should have the ability to transfer information into powerful customer relationship system. So this should have the ability. It should be so well that it could transfer that information to powerful customer relationship system that can help create stronger, more profitable relationship, identify new business environment or opportunity, and even anticipate customer demand. So expect that the technology should have this ability to transform into powerful customer. More customers looked into it, more customer relationships are developed and create a market, a relationship, a profitability into new business opportunities, even anticipate a customer demand. We come to call center and contact center. Very much is this, which is many people like to do. What many people tend to think of a call center as a people who are neatly organized into a row, sitting beside the phone, answering the phone of the customer. Call center are more than that. It is not as what has been just said in the first statement, where people are sitting together, side by side in row, answering the phone, and that's all. No, call centers are more than that. beside handling telephone call, it can send email, it can have an online chat going on, it can send instant message, etc. So call center are not just merely wonderful people who are sitting. That's not. That is more than that, which we just said. The call centers and the contact centers are also of different categories. They are discussed now. There are inbound and outbound call center. Self-service call center, like you call up a number, it goes. If you want an answer in English, press 1. If you want an answer in English, press 2. That's a self-service call center. Transferring the call center, transforming the call center and the resources. What are the resources? So let's see one by one. Let's talk it into this detail. Inbound and outbound call center. So contact center communicate with customer in a number of ways, but who initiates the contact defines the top of a call center. So if the outside world initiates the contact, then it is called inbound call center, which means the call center where people call on different number, on a toll-free number or a special call center where people call is called an inbound. Where the contact center by itself initiates from a data, establishes a call, it's called an outside call center or an outbound. So inbound, where generally where inquiries and contacts establish from the outside, approaches, it is an inbound. Likewise, when the contacts are sent and approach, it is an outbound call center. Let's sum up again. If the outside world initiates the contact, then it's called as inbound call center, where the call comes in from outside and the service is provided. That sort of a call center is called inbound. And if the contact center by itself initiates the contact, then it is called outside center. So, more into it, inbound call center, customer contact inbound center to buy many things such as airline tickets, to get technical support or assistance, and to get answer to their queries, etc. So the call is generated from outside onto that call center and they provide these services. Increasingly, companies are using inbound call centers services for proactive customer services that can be used for cross-selling or upselling. So this is on the increase. The inbound call centers are on the increase and people are calling from outside to buy services for a proactive customer services. Outbound, the thing which is other, in an outbound call center, companies representatives initiate the call to the customer. Companies might call the customer to notify if the product is ready for delivery or collection, follow-up action for payment or collection of goods, etc. Outbound call centers are mostly telephone-centric. Examples are given here. Tata Indicom voicemail, reminder of a broadband expiry date to its customer, is one such example of outbound call center. So what we are talking is, there is a recorded message, voicemail that goes to you, your membership, your subscription expires on 10th of XYZ month and buy this and activate, your expiry date is expiring, renew it and so on. So that is a service of an outbound call center. Now a new breed of inbound center have emerged as a self-service center. All the interactions between the customer and the call center done with a human agent. However, in the self-service call center, the good share of load is shifted to the system, non-human interface, such as an automated response, which I said when I was briefing about it. So, this system provides a much greater efficiency in responses to time and significant cost saving. So, this type of a voice call center, a new breed, will tell you if you are our customer for a credit card, keep your 16-digit card number ready. Press your 16-digit card number now. So, non-human interface begins and an automated response finally goes on, and then ultimately it would provide a greater efficiency instead of talking to a human being. There are many ways to transform the call center and gain efficiency. Today many companies are adding different channels of contact to create highly satisfied customer. So again, what are we saying here is the call center can gain efficiency. Many companies are adding different channels of contact to create highly satisfied customer. Market researchers indicate that hybrid contact centers such as combination of landline, mobile phone, email and extensive usage of web communication are gaining popularity. So this is fine combination, fine blend of all this is market researchers are establishing the call center. If the contact center is running separate call handling group such as customer service and collection, then by merging these two groups, one can take the advantage of economies of scale with large number. So there is a cost saving in what is going on in this call center where customer services and collection are merged together. One can continue to have large call handling groups logically separated, but with the ability for available agent in one area to handle overflow in the other area. So human beings are used, the call center employees are used, and the logically they are separated. A call center is often operated through an open workspace for all call center agents, with a workstation that includes a computer for every agent. Each set is supported with headset connected through common telecom switch. It can be independently operated or networked with additional centers including mainframe and TANs. Call center use a wide variety of different technologies to allow them for managing large volume of work. So with this implemented with a huge and open workspace, that technologies allow them to manage large volume of work. This is exactly the function of a call center, where each set dedicated to staff is supported with headset and it moves further. Now different technology used in a call center, these are different. For automated call center distributor, what is it? It is a system or a device which distributes the incoming call to the specific group of terminal that agent use. The main task of this system, ACD system, is to route the incoming call. So they route the call, they keep each of the system is keeping the call on hold, call transfer, call forward, and call conferencing. So this all happened using the call center technologies. So this system is defining exactly the activities happening there. Holding the call on hold, holding and transferring the call, forwarding the call, and conferencing the call. Making more people to sit and come on the call. Maybe a service head, maybe a sales rep, maybe a departmental head, all sitting and answering to that call.